Kakolosh Bokatov Shavuotov. We are going to start Ilchot Pesach. So Siman Tav Kaftet comes and it says Shaolim Ilchot Pesach Kolam Pesach Shoshim Yom, which means that we're going to start asking in the Halachot of Pesach 30 days before. So Mishabra already brings down that the source of this is because Moshe Rabbeinu came. This is from the Gemara, and he started teaching us the Halachot of Pesach Sheni on Pesach Rishon, which means that 1 month after Pesach, when people were already tamemet, so they were impured by the corpse of the dead body, so they weren't able to bring the Korban Pesach on the first month, so they had to bring the Pesach Sheni, which means they had to bring in the second month. So 1 month before, he already started explaining to them the Halachot of the second month, of the 1 month before. So that's where it comes from. Now, it says over here that the same Halachot would apply to all the different Chagim, even though here in the Mishnah Berurah it does bring down, whether it's the Gaon Mivilna or others, that maybe for Shavuot, since it's very much smaller, so maybe it's already enough to do it from Rosh Chodesh Sivan, you don't really have to do it for 30 days before. There's a whole question, there's even a Marshal in the Gemara there to do with Rosh Hashanah Kippur, that it's all year round that you have to do Teshuvah, so therefore you don't really need to do the 30 days before. However though, right, when we're talking about, and we're going to be Medayek, the Shulchan Aruch only says Shoalim. Shoalim means asking. It does not say Shoalim Vidorshin. So the Biur Halacha is a very long Arichut, right, and he brings down that Shitat Aran and the Rashba, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch is actually bringing down, is that there's truly no obligation to start teaching the Halachot of Pesach 30 days before. It's only if that somebody comes and asks you the question, so therefore they have order of priorities of preference before any other types of question, because it's considered Shoel Kayyan, that they're asking on the topic. And therefore, that's what the Halacha is according to Shitat Aran, sorry, and the Rashba. Now, according to the other Rishonim, he brings out, no, you have 30 days before, which the Mishnah Berurah already brings out, means starts by Purim. So on the day of Purim itself, you're going to have to start learning and dealing and dwelling upon the Halachot of Hilchot Pesach. So now what happens is that Rav Ovadia Yosef Yabi Omer comes and he says that like Shitat Maran, he brings down a whole bunch of other Rishonim as well. And therefore he says, that's why Maran was very medayek, very precise, and he said Shoalim. Shoalim just means that you ask the questions, but not that you actually have to learn the halachot. Now there is halacha that on the chag in itself, for sure you have to learn the halachot of the chag. So for example, the Mishnah Berurah Dirshu brings down, whether it's Purim or Chanukah or all the other ones, for sure on the actual day itself of the chag, you have to learn the halachot which pertain to that chag. The question is, do you have to prepare yourself 30 days in advance or not? So according to the Mishnah Berurah and a lot of other poskim, acharonim, they say that it does. Right, and that you're obligated 30 days before, which already started from this past Purim, to start learning the Halachot of Pesach. According to Rav Ovadia in the Shitat of Maran, and also it's the Ishmatziach here brings it down, and this is the Shitat of the Rashba and the Ran and other Rishonim as well, you do not need to. We are going to start learning Halachot of Pesach b'manashach, either because we're going like the Mishnah Berurah, or even if we're going like Shitat Shulchan Aruch, we're only Shoel Kanyan, we're only just asking the questions, we're trying to learn the Halachot. There's a lot of Halachot of Pesach, and therefore that's what we're going to be doing for the next 3 weeks or whatever it is until Pesach. We're going to start coming and we're going to start learning the halachot of Pesach. So the first halacha is the delving upon the Pesach. Now on Shabbat Gadol, right, the Mishnah Berurah here brings down whether Shabbat Gadol or Shabbat Teshuvah, the ikar is to teach halachot and not just pilpul. I'll quote to you the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah. He says why? He says in yad rasha rak bepilpul o darush. If it's only going to be in beautiful expounding or pilpul, the actual drasha, and it's not going to be in halachot, he says en yotzin baze yedei chovatan. You're not going to be yotzei chovah. Why? Because we have to learn the halachot of what to do on Pesach. So therefore, it's not going to help just coming and telling you how beautiful Pesach is. It's a zman of cherut, it's a zman of time, it's a zman of this, it's a time of this. We have to realize what are the halachot. Once we know the halachot, then we're properly able to come and to prepare ourselves for the Chag of Pesach. So therefore, Shabbat HaGadol, right, has to be done with halachot. Right, we try to comply with both. So therefore, in the morning, usually we do Darush, and then in the afternoon, when we do the Shabbat HaGadol Drasha, that's when we actually do Halachot, all the different Halachot, whether it's the Night of the Seder, Hagalat Kelim, and all the other Biur Chametz, and all the other Halachot that we're supposed to do in order to make sure that we're doing it properly. Have a nice day.